Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind.
All right, 33 after. John in Portage checking in on the hotline this Free for All Friday. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Steve, I'm in a Twitter here. I'm really concerned because Trump has been in office 30 months, and he's done nothing according to the paper. And, you know, this never has happened before.
30 days, you mean?
It's only 30 days.
Nicely played, John.
How could I make that mistake? But all this thing I hear from the standard media is, you know, it's like he's there for a lifetime. Was Rome built in a day?
No, but they burned it down pretty quickly, didn't they?
No, they absolutely did. Well, if you read Klein's assessment of the situation, he reports on all of the...
Which Klein? Ezra Klein? Which one?
Klein is the author that wrote on Hillary. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Go ahead.
But he reported all the incidents, examples such as the tax problem, guy for the Treasury of Obama had, the problems that Clinton's people had, the problems that Bush people had, the problems that everybody had in the middle of their administrations. Trump is moving along at a better pace. The problem is that he so occupies everything that he sucks out all the air, and the news media is having a problem staying up with him. He's way ahead of the game. He's way ahead of everybody.
Yeah, you're referring to Ed Klein, of course. Unlikable, the problem with Hillary and so many other books that he wrote, right? That Klein.
You're correct. There is a new release out there, and I'm about to pen something on it. But the problem is he reports that all the problems all these other people, including Reagan, had, it's starting.
Well, there you go.
John,
I appreciate you checking in. I do. I appreciate that because we need different voices. That's why we have Free for All Friday always. A voice we like to hear on Fridays comes to us from Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, good Friday to you.
Well, good Friday. I'm in D.C., actually, at CPAC.
Well, that's even better now, isn't it? A lot of goings on there. Let's start with this. Let's start with that. What's the controversy?
My website was seized yesterday, which right after I broke a story on ITIN. And ITIN is the individual tax identification number that's assigned to illegal immigrants. And it's the biggest fraud, tax fraud, ever perpetrated on the American taxpayer. The website was seized. After our call, I'm going to have a call with an attorney out of New York. So I still have my social media accounts. ReaganBaby.com is seized. You can't get there.
What do you mean? It's seized by whom?
Pardon?
Seized by whom?
I'm not going to go into that specific yet, just because I have to talk to an attorney. But it was transferred out of my account into someone else's account, and we're going to have a problem.
And because you were talking about ITIN, ID numbers for tax identification purposes that are given to whom again?
Illegal immigrants.
Why would illegal immigrants need a tax ID number?
Because it was established in 1996 in order to have them pay taxes as undocumented workers. So what they do instead of, you know, for the workers that don't have a Social Security number that they didn't fraudulently get or get through naturalized citizenship, they are assigned by the federal government, the IRS, an ITIN, an individual tax identification number. It looks exactly like a Social Security number, except it starts with the number 9.
Can you do me a favor? This happened after you wrote an article and posted it on your site. Is that what you're telling me?
After I went on radio, yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get the beat down from Big Brother today too. I can take it. I can take it. So, can you send me the article?
I can send you the article. It's actually, I can send you the brief by which I was given.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get into the back end of my site to give you the actual article, but I can send you the investigative brief. And let me tell you, I had a fraud investigator look into this. And let me tell you, okay, just to give it, put it in perspective for your listeners and you. In 9 years and up to the year 2010, okay, the IRS paid over $14.2 billion in refunds to these illegal undocumented workers. These refunds were given for alleged dependents from whom no identification or residency documents were obtained. Now, when each undocumented immigrant is given this ITIN number, they can claim up to 20 dependents. The dependents don't have to be their children. The dependents can be their uncle, their aunt, their cousin, their second cousin twice removed, whoever they put down as a dependent. If the dependents are from either Mexico or Canada, no documentation needs to be given to the IRS to prove that dependent's relation or residency in the U.S.
So why didn't you and I think of that? All right, so let me get this straight. More than $14 billion, and that's what you found thus far. The problem could
that's
be much larger.
2010.
Right, the problem could be much larger, potentially. You wrote about this, posted it on your website, and talked about it on the radio, and then suddenly your website is seized by somebody you can't get into yet until you have legal counsel, which I can appreciate. But if you can send me the article, if you have the article on your computer or somewhere else, I'm happy to publish the article on my website. You see, because I'm good that way.
Okay, yep, I will send it over to you right away. And let me just give you also a taste of the fraud that the IG, the Inspector General, found that Congress knows about. And I'm giving, you know, when you post the article, any of your listeners can copy that article and send it to their congressional representative and say, why haven't you done anything about this, the biggest tax fraud that occurred right under our noses and yours? And then the Congress, like I said, every member of Congress, if they don't know about it, they should know about it, because this is an IG report.
And it's been going on since 1996. Now, who would have been president then?
That'd be Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that'd be Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. Would have been president when this was put into place, but overlooked by George W. Bush, overlooked by Barack Obama, and overlooked
by... Barack Obama put it on steroids, because through executive order, which I also outline in my article, he reduced the amount from $12,500 to $3,000 as far as the deduction threshold. And what that did is it created more refunds and more people that had ITIN. And then through executive order...
Wait a second. Hold on. He can't do that through... That should be a lever of Congress, not executive order.
But when did he ever use Congress to pass laws? Yeah, no. So then through executive action, he also allowed ITIN holders to retroactively claim 3 years of ITIN deductions if they finally got a Social Security number by whatever means they would get it, through naturalization, citizenship, or identity fraud.
All right, hold that thought right there. Megan Barth, the person without a country. Well, not exactly, but a person without a website for a moment. We'll get back to you. Hold right there. It's Free for All Friday.